Normally, on a Monday morning, we visit with Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones, but if you saw Jerry Jr. on the walkie-talkie yesterday, that's when he was radioing to his relative, his nephew, and Jerry's grandson, Spalding, ordering Spalding to do the interview with us this morning. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the eventual heir apparent to the Jones family fortune, Spalding Jones. Hi, Spalding.
Hi, Musers.
How are you doing?
Man, I've been better, man. First of all, ain't no way y'all getting my grandpappy on the phone this morning. No, sir. He was eating Johnny Walker-infused Dippin' Dots and renting a freestyle jet ski last time I done saw him, and that was around 2 hours past when the moon wakes up. Yes, sir. Oh, Grandpappy Jerry ain't going to be awake until around the time that Community Quick Hits drops tonight. You know what I mean? A little ticket humor for you there.
Yeah, thanks for the ticket tie-in. Well, I know it's been a rough time for everybody, hasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, June, it has. So I figured I'd step up and get used to my role as a future Cowboys executive and practice explaining away a spectacularly disappointing stretch of football man play, and also, you know, get used to my role as being tremendously disappointed with the rest of my backwoods-ass moneyed family. As you have that hack filling in for Gordon this morning, he mentioned my grandmammy now looks like the leader of a famous 1970s religious cult. And I can no longer trust the juice he puts in my Razorback sippy cup. And as you mentioned, my Uncle Jerry Jr. showing his ass on national TV talking into one of my old playtime walkie-talkies during a game. What the hell?
Is that what that was?
I guess, man. I mean, yeah, he's calling me saying I got to talk to y'all this morning, but actually, he was actually talking to old Luke Bryan's manager. You know, he's scheduled to play that halftime show on Thanksgiving, right? Well, he was telling old Lukey, Luke's manager, don't even bother showing up that day, man, because we're going to have hologram Johnny Cash perform in renditions of Hurt for 15 minutes as 80,000 people look on sobbing into their $15 Miller Lite.
That's right. We do have Luke Bryan coming up.
An intricate plan.
It's just a hologram Johnny Cash playing Hurt. But no, seriously, this was supposed to be the year of the fall of the Spall, and things have just gone horribly. 2 months ago, when we were Super Bowl 50 favorites, I was participating in menages with Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato, and now I can't even get Throatzilla to return my call.
Stay away from Throatzilla. So this has been pretty tough on you, too, huh?
Very, very tough. Very tough. The fall, it's been the downfall of this fall instead of the fall of this fall. Man, I saw my peepaw so upset with this streak, he's lashing out and blaming anyone and everyone except for himself. You know, before Romo's injury, I was assistant attaché to quality control coach Wesley Phillips, next in line to be owner and GM of the Cowboys, and I had a guest spot on season 2 of Empire lined up. And now, no Empire, and they got me working for Dez's monkey.
Wait a minute, you work for the monkey?
Yeah, I work for the monkey. Like, I'm not taking care of the monkey, Jodeo. I literally work for Dez Bryant's monkey. He's got me cleaning his jewelry, his bling. He's got me lining up bottle service for him and changing out his primate poopy diapers. It's unreal. It's unreal. I mean, I was King Spalding last time I spoke to you, buttheads, and now I'm changing monkey diapers. I once had Six Flags closed for a full day just so that me, Ryan Mallett, and Rick Perry's son could ride the Judge Roy Scream 500 times. And now I'm babysitting a diva receiver monkey. It's just bullcrap, man. The monkey's yelling. He needs more Hennessy. I got to go, you guys. The despondent Spalding is out, Musers.
Okay, see you, Spalding. Hang in there.
I almost feel sorry for him. And I didn't know that Dallas Bryant was a Hennessy drinker.
No, I didn't either. Tough times at Valley Ranch.